He was just standing there, drunk and dumb, half a cigarette in his mouth. Didn't even see me coming. I pressed him into the wall with my body first, hips to lips, tits to chest, then dropped down fast enough to make him gasp. Didn't say a word, didn't ask, didn't fucking wait. Unzipped him like I was starving, and he was the only thing on the menu. His dick popped free and slapped my cheek, already twitching, already leaking. I grinned like a problem. I spat on it, hard. Let it run down the shaft like drool off a bone. Then I slapped it again. "You gonna be good and shut the fuck up?" I asked, licking the underside like I was about to devour it. He nodded, too fast. That made me bite him, just a little, just enough to make him hiss. Then I took him deep, all the way. No warning, no mercy. My throat opened for him, like it was built for this, like I'd trained for it. And I had, years. I own this game. He grabbed my head out of instinct. I slammed his hand back against the wall and growled around his cock. "Don't touch me unless I say. Don't think you run shit. You don't." I bobbed faster, messier, gagging, choking, drooling, loving every second. Stringy spit connected my lips to his stomach. My chin was soaked. I made noise on purpose. The wettest, filthiest sounds you can't unhear. His thighs started to shake. I could feel his balls tightening. I didn't stop. I moaned around him, vibrations ripping through his shaft. He whimpered, fucked air. I pulled off for just a second, long enough to look up at him, cheeks streaked in mascara and spit, and whispered, "Give it to me. Fuck my mouth like a hole." And he did. Three strokes, one grunt. He spilled everything on my tongue, across my lips, dripping down my chin like I'd cracked him open. I didn't flinch. I swallowed. Then I spit the rest on the ground in front of him, wiped my mouth with my fingers, sucked them clean. "Now go home," I said, turning on my heel, "before I make you come again and cry this time." I disappeared into the night with his cum on my breath and his pride in my pocket.